looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Light on Living, a special feature show, Food for the Soul. As you know, I'm Lisa Berry, but moving forward with this awesome, new, exciting, I'm just so happy show, Food for the Soul, I'm going to have Pamela LaRocque co-hosting with me every first Monday of the month as we just talk about everything that offers you nourishment on all levels. So first of all, let's just say hello, Pamela. Hello, hello.
Hi, Lisa. Hello, everyone. I'm excited to be here today and every Monday going forward. It's very exciting.
It is. And you know what? It's a nice thing that we're starting today because it is International Women's Day. So happy International Women's Day, Pamela.
Yes.
And so we thought we'd kick it off on this special day. But really, yes, we're really excited to be doing it on the first Monday of every month. I believe that you and I feel that we're going to be able to give all the listeners just like this super fuel-packed, energizing session, like show, so that they can carry it through the whole month.
Yes, that would be the ideal. That's our thought process through this whole journey that we've been traveling on the last few weeks.
Yes, because we've been preparing and planning, and you actually, I was really grateful that you came up with a fabulous idea, and I think it's kind of, we all need to work on different areas of life when we think, oh gosh, where do I start? And so you were the one that said, Lisa, why don't we do a chakra each show?
Yeah, and the first chakra, of course, is the root chakra, so
yeah.
That's the one we're going to start with today.
Yeah, so we're going to do the whole show based around the root chakra, and I'm so glad that you brought this up. So just for all the listeners, because you're this whole new stepping in into this beautiful spotlight, I love this, just so everybody knows, and you can also, I love to learn about you too, what about you in your life that you do, because you're a healer and a writer, and because we've had you on before as a published author, but what about this show was like that you thought, you know what, what is it in your life that you think I wanted to do this show?
Well, what happened was you interviewed me for my book, Reikin's Journey, and it was so fun and effortless that when I got off the radio later that day, I told my husband, that was so amazing. I just really enjoyed the radio and enjoyed Lisa. And then I thought, you had mentioned after the show, oh, you should do some podcast, Pam, and I checked into it, and I instantly became overwhelmed at the idea of doing it alone. And I just told the universe, if you want me on the radio, then you need to help me.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an email from you 4 days later saying, I have a thought, a question, an idea, can we talk? And I said to Brett, oh, I hope she's asking me to co-host with her.
Yay!
And then you did. So it's been really quite a turnaround of events that went from just I was going to share about Reikin and the book and my life, and now I get to work with you monthly, which has been effortless and easy, which for me in a job, that's kind of how I want it to be.
You know, and I love that you acknowledge that, because that's how I felt about you when I had you as a guest, and I really feel that you represent all the people out there many different levels, but like you and I connected really well about health and nutrition because you really respect that about yourself. And that's what I really wanted to share. And I wanted to have a food show and I want to have but you elevated it to like having a nourishment show. And that's why I thought, wow, this is going to work really well. And in talking about the chakras, it's funny when you said you wanted to do something. Just like when we all sit back and we go, I've got a goal or a dream or something or an exciting thought. And then you go, uh-oh, I can't do this. I can't. Like, and then get overwhelmed. And now overwhelm is like, that is a root chakra thing too. Because if you don't feel secure, then that like your root chakra is going, ah!
Yes, basis of fear, right? Fear sits in your root chakra and then you can't step forward. And so for some of you that don't know, the root is at the very bottom. It's where your hips are. I'll get into that a little bit later, but it's the basis of kind of your life. It's
The foundation.
Foundation, that's the better word. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you said that, though, because, yeah, so actually, let's go ahead and do that. Share with us where the root chakra, because you're a healer. You work with energy. You work with, what do you work with?
I initially did Reiki training, my master's, but I went into integrated energy therapy, and you can learn more about that at learnieet.com. But basically, it's getting the issues out of the tissues, working with 9 archangels. And because I'm a social worker too, it really resonated with me, the different terminology they use, like releasing distrust and imprinting trust, releasing fear and imprinting safety, which is the bottom part that I work on when I work with clients. So it just spoke to who I was and how I feel I am. And one of my favorite quotes is from Dr. Wayne Dyer, and he had said, "We are not human beings in search of a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings immersed in a human experience." And that really resonates with me because I do feel like sometimes living on Earth is hard. It's difficult. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fear, and it's just feel like I'm on a different planet at times.
Mm-hmm. I love that you said living on Earth. You know why? Because the element for the root chakra is Earth.
Yes.
So I love that you said sometimes it's hard. Well, not sometimes, almost all the time, it's hard living on Earth. And I wonder how many people out there are feeling that right now. And, let's do this. Pamela, let's invite everybody to right now, because we're going to get this is our first show, but we're going to get up a nice new group, like a Facebook page for Food for the Soul. But for now, pop on to which Facebook page should they go to, yours, Pamela LaRocque or
Yeah, they could go to Pamela LaRocque or mm-hmm. Inner Strength Healing.
Okay, or Lisa Berry. Yeah, anyway.
Easiest. Yeah, I posted it on each of them.
Okay, good. And so let's find out, we'll make it easy. Scale of 1 to 10, if anybody wants to post a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the easiest, like you're just like scooching around, like you're floating on Earth, you're no shaky ground, and 10, you're like, oh my God, come on, why is life so hard? give us a number of 1 to 10, how hard you find this is, just to get through stuff. So there's a fun invitation. I like call to actions. They're good.
Well, it's really neat.
So with the when you were doing this healing, now I love the word imprinted. That's a really cool word that you said. When you were working with people would you say rejecting or getting out something, imprinting and then re-imprinting something?
So, yeah, you help release the emotions and then the archangels, through myself or the healer. The IET healer, they imprint the energy, the positive emotion and energy to clear after that's cleared.
I love that. Oh my goodness.
It's wonderful.
If you have a certain, see now I'm asking you stuff. If one had a certain kind of energy, I don't want to say blockage, but just let's say an event happened in somebody's life, say my life. So I had an event happen in my life, let's say, and now my root chakra is unhappy. It's unbalanced. It's blocked. It's just not doing what it should be doing. And I'm having all these things in my life. I'm having explosive emotional issues, or I'm drained and just tired because I'm just my root chakras. I don't feel safe. I don't feel secure. I've got lower back issues, let's say. What do I need to, how would one imprint something, like who, so through a healer something kind of is given, or?
Well, I'm going to share a story with you about, because I've had issues with my lower back and with that part of my root chakra since losing Reiken. So stepping forward in life. So one of the best things to do is to get out and walk in nature. This is what I did for myself. 5 years ago, I was, what makes me happy? Because it's not my husband's job, my kid's job, my family, my friend's job to make me happy. And I remember I love walking in nature. And as I'm walking in nature, I start hearing women empowering women. And it was voices in a way. It's a softer voice. It's guides and the angels talking to me. And I had to say, you know what? I'm just here to empower myself. I'm just going to work on myself first. I don't even know what you're talking about. I had the reading the year before about writing books, but I was nowhere near writing books then. And so it was just very overwhelming. But the root chakra brings up the question, why are you here? Why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're wondering, how do I start opening up this root chakra? Start walking in nature and listen. because if you ask, they will talk.
Are you walking barefoot or in sandals or shoes, or do you like?
I was walking in shoes. Yeah, I was walking in shoes on pathways.
I guess it's even seeing nature, being surrounded by it, and inhaling like all the what the flowers are giving off or anything. I don't know.
The birds, right, and listening to the water. I was around water, and you know, looking at the tree, and you actually can be present in that moment, and you start to open up to maybe letting go of the fear you've been worrying about for weeks. Mm. And you know, there may be animals that come, birds, crows, deer. It's just very interesting. Aww. what will come to you. Bunnies. It's amazing.
Wait, oh, little bunnies. I love all those animals. Actually, I love animals so much that every time you just mentioned one, I was picturing it, and I thought, oh, I want to pet them all.
I know, if you can catch them.
Yeah, that's true. They have their own safety thing there. Well, I think that's the thing. I love that you mentioned walking, like walking in nature, walking through a forest, walking near water, because that root chakra really is about grounding. So I'm thinking of ground. And then I'm thinking when we are feeling off, we feel like we're on shaky ground. Like, oh, like the ground, I'm going to lose everything. I'm going to topple over like a tower. And that makes it so very difficult to, first of all, we will get into food later too, but the stabilization of it, like of that grounding, that root chakra. So we can do it through our activities, and we can do it through a healer having assistance. We can do it through food, which I'm excited to share with that later. But when this root chakra, I want to ask you, so you just said there was a point that years ago, like a year ago, 5 years ago, and you thought your life today, you didn't even have, like, what you were living today 5 years ago did not even exist as a thought, and you didn't even imagine it happening.
Right.
So was your root chakra unbalanced then?
Oh, yes, for sure. It was quite unbalanced because, you know, when you're not – and, you know, happiness is – when you're going through grief especially, and you've been – or through a traumatic event, or life circumstances happen, maybe a divorce, or, you know, there's lots of things that happen.
Yeah.
Loss, that maybe it was your job. You know, you wonder, who am I? Why am I here? Mm-hmm. And this does affect your body. It affects, you know, it affected my sleep too. And even yesterday I went to an acupuncturist. That's another way to help your root chakra.
Oh, right.
There's just so many, you know, a massage. And if you can't walk for some reason in nature, maybe you can plant some flowers, you know, in a pot.
Aww.
In a wheelchair. There's so many ways to get your hands in earth to start opening these areas.
I love that. I've never thought about that. When I buy basil, I love basil. It's hard for me to buy it like in the little packages. I always want to buy the plant, even if I know it's not going to live. Maybe, or I'll eat all the leaves just for munching or snacking on them. But
yeah,
having that dirt, like the earth, like right there.
Yeah, exactly. And you're right. It is the earth element. So again, just anything to do with earth will help opening up the root chakra and being open to having it open. Right?
Oh, that's
to letting
important.
Go of fear. Just even saying that, asking the angels, can you help me? You know, writing out, what am I fearful of? And then reading it to maybe someone. And then when you say it out loud, you realize, well, maybe I don't even have that fear. That's not really a rational thought.
Right. Oh, that's so interesting. You know, I was thinking, I'm thinking of my root chakra as I was kind of getting acquainted with what goes on during there. And I thought, like, I know I kind of scooch around the day going, I'm pretty good. All my chakras are good. Right. And then when I was reading, I was like, I have a few of these things. Oops. I'm dealing. And I was laughing at myself because my living arrangement has been so crazy pants in the past year. Like I've never experienced before. And I'm constantly feeling unsettled, like uneasy. And now I'm recognizing that that's my root chakra going, not happy.
Yeah. Well, and even just saying to yourself, you know, I trust that I was supposed to have this crazy year because I probably learned a lot of, I trust in the process. And trusting in life is, again, difficult if you've had a rough life. Some people have had a happy, uneventful, amazing, you know, years, and others, like I have had lots of stuff happen. And, you know, to trust in the actual process that, you know what, this is happening for a reason. That is difficult for many. Myself, once you get there, it gets easier. But it's a mindset.
Right. Yeah, the mental aspect of that to go into it first. And that's, I think, what a lot of people, if you're listening and thinking, yeah, I'm just on that. I am feeling that shaky ground, and I'm feeling, just not rooted or grounded. Like, you can do all these things. When you do healing for somebody, and it's distance healing, let's say, she's the root chakra. What do you get an image? Like, do you get a color that comes to mind? Do you get the image of the root chakra? Do you get, what happens?
You know, for me, I don't see colors. I get more of feeling and a thought. And so, you know, for instance, I might be asking them, you know, like, are you scared to step forward? What are you scared of? Mm. Like, I'll get a thought, or I have to work on their knees. And they said, yeah, our knees have been aching, and there's a project that I'm unsure if I need to do. So it's really interesting. So I try and balance that area too. Again, I just go with whatever I'm being guided or feeling intuitively to work on. Like, I have kind of a set way to do things, but there are lots of healers that, you know, they get images and colors, and so it's really neat to go have these experiences with different healers. And
yeah,
I love it. Energy healing, having an energy healing session, there's nothing like it. It's beautiful. I've had healers say, you didn't want to come back. Your soul didn't want to come back. I'm like, I know.
Oh my gosh, but it did? Oh, now I feel like I can't trust the soul gatekeeper. Hey.
Oh no, your soul will come back. No, it's all good.
I'm like, wait a second, if I didn't want to come back, you made me come. But I was going to say, so interestingly enough, yesterday, so I do nutrition work, and I work with a fabulous new company, I just adore them, the Pursuit Training, and I went to them because I wasn't sure if I was having sciatic issues or something. I was just something going on. And I said, I don't know. I don't think it is. I think that's a secondary thing. And so funny enough, he goes to, you know, does a little look, check out, see what's going on. And all of a sudden, it's nothing to do with my leg or anything. He comes up and touches my neck. And I went, okay, that's weird. What's going on? He's like, well, it's all meridians. And I was like, of course. So it actually had nothing to do with my leg. It was actually my neck. We are going to go to commercial, and I want to leave with that. So in 2.5 minutes, we're going to come back. We're going to let you know what color this root chakra is and all the tasty kind of foods to support it.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I just want to say thank you again to Pamela, my co-host here, as we kick off this entire new series, like this show. It's called Food for the Soul. And we just thought it was so important to have a focus at least once a month to have a full hour jam-packed with all the ways to nourish every level of your life. And Pamela LaRocca certainly has all these amazing stories that I knew would be valuable to share. And so I want to say thank you, Pamela, for co-hosting it and doing the show with me and helping to create it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Again, it's so nice to work with a woman who has similar, it's not like-mindedness, right? And it's just, it's been easy, and I'm full of gratitude for this. So thank you, Lisa.
Oh, well, thank you. And, you know, gratitude, here's another one, that gratitude grounds us. And as we do talk about the root chakra, it's I'm all about grounding and gratitude and really being present in that moment. And I want you to be the one to share what the color of the root chakra is.
Sure. The color of the root chakra is red.
I just love that. I thought it was like a big announcement.
It's funny. I watch women to see what color their purses are, and because I've had a red purse for years, just because I've been working on, you know, my who am I, what's happening with my life, and so it's interesting.
What does that mean?
It was working on my root chakra, right? So when I have a client come, I see what color their purse is, and I kind of get an insight into where their blocks are. It's been quite interesting. So, it's interesting.
That
color
is
key. You know, our souls know so much that as an earth person, we're just sometimes oblivious to it, right?
Right.
Like, why are we drawn to that color?
Yeah.
How are we feeling? You know, what emotions are going on, right? When I was quite grief-stricken, I wore a lot of brown. You know, it's
What does that mean, brown?
Kind of dull and boring is what I feel it means. Like, I just feel trapped. I'm sad. I'm no color, right?
Right, like blending in kind of things. Like, you didn't want any attention focus put on you, and you didn't want to. Oh, and you know what's really funny? That's so hilarious that you even brought up purse. I do the show. Every time I do the radio show, I'm in my event room. It's called the event room, and I'm very selective of what items are allowed in the event room. Like, it can't be everyday stuff. And I've never done this, but I brought my purse into the event room today, which is so crazy. And as you said, you bring up purses, and I'm really feeling awkward about my purse because I have always had the teeniest, tiniest, like Barbie doll purse that's always been either white for the summer or silver for the winter. And then this purse, I said, you know what, I'm going to break down. I'm going to get a normal size purse like every other woman has, you know, and it's a lot of browns and beiges. And every time I grab it, I feel like I'm lying, like I'm not being authentic. This is so funny because it's big, first of all.
Yes, it is, because you're so lively and bubbly. it seems like it'd be kind of boring for you.
Yes, well, but then I feel like I really do feel like I'm lying to the world. Like, my statement is incorrect. That's what I feel like. Not that I'm lying. I feel out of alignment with when I step in the world making a statement that's really not true. And I'm struggling with it because I'm trying to make this work, you know? So this is so funny that you're talking about purses.
Well, it's really, I have a purse from Mexico. It's crocheted with all the colors of the rainbow, the chakras. And everybody stops me and says, I love your purse. And it's really interesting. And it's not a fancy purse, it's a crocheted purse, but it's all the colors, which is what I'm striving to have, all the colors of the rainbow, to have balance.
I love that. And you know what? I'm going to give you homework now, Pamela. I'm going to have you post a picture of it.
Okay. Well, I'll see if I can figure out how to post a picture on Facebook. That's good.
I'll walk you through it if you don't know how.
Okay, sounds good.
Oh, that's funny. Yes, that's right. Because you actually emailed me pictures. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we've got to get you up to speed.
I know. I have to embrace technology.
Yes. That's all good. That's all good. But you know what's really nice? It is, I always say it backwards. I want to say Women's International Day. It's International Women's Day. And as you said, and that's great that we're talking about purses because that's what we do. And with it being that day, and I want to really highlight. So I didn't wake up and say, wow, it's International Women's Day. I'm going to celebrate just being a woman because I deserve it. What I felt was, and you and I talked about it, is it's just about empowering ourselves and others.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Joining. And so when you think of the word empowerment, how would that look to you if somebody was to empower you, or if you were to empower someone else?
Of course, I always think about healing. If I can give someone a healing session, I feel like I can empower them. But, you know, I think to empower someone else, to actually genuinely tell someone, you know, something kind about them, something you love about them, I think that really hits someone right in the heart and fills up their bucket, I guess. And to empower myself, for me, it's taking that walk every day, or you know, if I feel like I need that special, you know, bath or I need a massage, I honor those things about what my body needs, and I do that. And I feel empowered after because I cared about myself to do it.
Oh, I love that because you cared about yourself. Oh,
I'm writing it down. I actually like that.
Because you cared about yourself. I'm going to actually create something called the kindness bucket. That's what I'm going to do. Not a bucket list, but I'm going to talk about the kindness bucket. I'm going to do something with that. I've got to figure it out. But
sounds great.
So let's just bring this up because we talk about food for the soul and we talked about some fun stuff, but some really awesome foods that would be chakra, like a root chakra supporting, balancing, and actually grounding is what the word would be really strong here. We said the color's red. So there's lots of, you know, any kind of vegetable that is a root vegetable is going to be the kind of thing, but I want to focus on the red vegetables and some fruits as well. So I'm going to list them. So we've got beets.
Perfect. I'm going to write them down. I'm excited for this part of the school.
Oh, okay, yay. And then I was going to just throw out a couple, like, we can talk about a couple, not recipes, but things that you put together, because I know I put a few of these all together and make something fabulous. Even just actually, I wonder if just thinking, actually, what do you think, Pamela? If you just were to think about the foods and picture them and see them and almost imaginary taste them, do you think that would have a vibrational shift on somebody?
Oh, well, I think for sure it does, especially if you're eating something healthy, right? Like, if you're eating, you know, a bag of chips or a chocolate bar, not
right.
as maybe an organic red apple, for example, right?
Right.
It actually has a different energy about it even, right? The
it
organic
does, yeah.
apple has, you know, phytonutrients in it, like 12,000.
I wonder, right? It's just thinking about it, though. So if somebody doesn't have access to, let's say, red apples, I wonder if just thinking and, like, almost like visualization.
Oh,
if you're visualizing in a red apple, do you think that will shift the vibration?
Yes, it would for sure. It would for sure raise their vibration.
I feel like it would too. That's really interesting. Okay, so if anybody wants to comment on that one, because I really believe that too. I love visualization. It does change the body chemistry when you know, see things and think about things. Like, oh, here's proof. If I think about something that's bad, it doesn't actually have to even happen and I'm upset. So, yeah, there you go. How's that? Okay, so definitely beets. I like red beets. I mean, that's the one thing actually I kind of – not that I dislike, but I got to watch out about them because they can stain your fingers and your clothes and your countertops and everything. So I love the red beets, but they're so good. They're so grounding. They're a root vegetable and they're red. So whether you eat them, this is kind of bad. And I only say it's bad because it's pickled, but I love pickled beets. Like, they're so delicious and yummy, yum.
They're amazing and solid too.
Yes, they add that little excitement. They have little golden thing or red goldy things. Then we have our strawberries and cherries and raspberries as a fruit, as that red fruit. And for some reason, I feel like cherries, for me, it feels like that would be the deepest grounding rooting when I think of those three. What about you? Strawberries, cherries, or raspberries? What do you connect with, do you think, your root chakra more?
No, I bought organic strawberries yesterday, and they're amazing. Mm. So I guess I would probably pick strawberries. But I love strawberries, and of course they're not in season right now for us. But, you know, I think all of that is just, even in a salad, even making a little small fruit salad for yourself, right? You get them all.
Yes. Oh, I love fruit salads. Oh, my gosh. And then there's my favorite ones. It used to be only at Christmas time we could get these. And so that was a big treat for us growing up. But now we can get them all year long. But pomegranate.
Oh, yes. I forgot about.
And they're so, I actually put pomegranate in my oatmeal. That's why. So I get the large flakes and make up the oatmeal, and I put pomegranate. And it's fun because usually I'll do a seed and a fruit in my oatmeal. So this way, the pomegranate is kind of take care of both things because you got the little seeds inside of it.
Yeah.
And moving out, because we did talk about beets as a vegetable, but here's one that people might forget. Red cabbage.
Oh, that's right.
And it grows right on the ground. Not in the ground, but on the ground. So it really has a lot of that earth element just wrapping up around them. And cabbage could be one of my favorite foods. So squash is technically my favorite food. But cabbage, I love so much. I eat it every single day, green, red, whatever. And I like to buy the cabbages from a different farm or a market every time I buy my cabbage because of the different little bacteria that grows on them. So we have different probiotics into our system.
Oh, really? Is that ever fascinating? I don't think I've ever seen a red cabbage.
What?
I've seen purple, and I've seen the normal color, but I've never seen red.
Oh, well, yes. If you were to peel off the leaf, so you know when it's all dense and squashed together the way it is, it would look all like kind of, no, it's definitely more red than the purpley ones. But when you peel the a leaf off, like just and hold it up, it actually kind of looks pinkish because it's, you know, it's not, the light can go through it now, right?
Right.
And so those, which are then, besides just the red, what we've got, the tomatoes, oh my gosh. And you know what's funny? Oh my gosh, I just thought of this. Oh my gosh, Pamela. When I think of comforting grounding food, I think of spaghetti and spaghetti sauce.
Oh, that's funny. The tomatoes and the tomato sauce.
Yes, and the deeper it is with you use. So I am going to say for anybody eating meat out there, meat is actually red. And so if you can get organic grass-fed meat and beef, so I'm thinking now of like this delicious bolognese pasta sauce, yum, and with garlic, which is again a root chakra thing, and carrots, because we often will do carrots. I know it's not red. Actually, the heirloom carrots, are they red sometimes?
The heirloom carrots. I don't know.
They're like purpley.
I've seen purple carrots, but I've never seen red.
Yeah. Yes, I think I don't think the carrots come in the red. But a carrot is a really great food for the root chakra itself. It's not red. However, you know, a lot of times we use a carrot. We might grate it and then just to sweeten the, just to take the tart or the bitterness away from the tomato.
Right.
Acidity. So that would be just a beautiful, if you're feeling a little off. And also, I don't make it with pasta all the time. I'll make the sauce. Sometimes I just like to eat the sauce. But I'll cut up a bunch of rapini with my kitchen scissors and go chop, 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 and let all the rapini just kind of melt into it. And then I just put it over like cauliflower. That's my pasta or something.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, because
I actually have a question for you, Lisa. I'm curious about the thoughts on potatoes, because there's red potatoes and it's a root vegetable.
Yeah, red potatoes.
Are they healthy for us?
Well, potatoes are kind of a weird thing because it's the, you know what, if we actually went back to nature, potatoes, we used to have so many different varieties back then too. We had many varieties, but they were really tiny. So what we call tiny potatoes was actually the size of a potato, and you could eat a potato because it was small. It's really a big portion size thing right nowadays. Like we're just eating too much. It's just too much. So if I definitely have potatoes in my world, what I like to do is take a little tiny potato, and I'll chop it up really small, and then just kind of fry it in coconut oil, or you can boil it, you can mash it up, or you can cut it and then chill it and then add it to that salad. So if you had like arugula, or you're having your Swishard or something, like just like a really deep green salad, and then you have like almost like a potato salad, but within reason, like, so you're only eating about maybe 2 tablespoons worth.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
What it is
that it has a high glycemic index. So the sugar is really available fast to your body and it goes whoosh, right? But a potato has incredible minerals. It has potassium, and I'm big on potassium. And also too, if we don't have an electrical charge or the nutrients to support the electrical charge, which is potassium, sodium, calcium, magnesium, which is all that, that's from the ground. That's our grounding. And that's our electrical circuit. And that's our chakras, right?
Right. Wow. It's amazing how it's all connected, right?
I know. See what your little potato question has turned into everything.
Well, and my kids love potatoes, so I was like, I wanted to ask on a selfish note.
Yes. Oh, gosh. And you know what, too? Because if you do like potatoes, because of that high glycemic index, what really helps with anything that's high glycemic, you want to add fiber and protein. So if you were to put – so if they had the potatoes, I don't know how you're preparing them, but if you make sure that there's lots of fiber with it, maybe you add some seeds and nuts into whatever you're doing, or maybe you're adding like a leafy green that does have a celery, I don't know, something, right, like fibrousy and really – or they are having it with the protein just to bring down that spike in glucose.
Yeah, I would typically always have a salad with it for them and then some kind of protein.
Yes, yeah. And finally, because now I'm going to talk about a little bit about things. You can make it healthy, of course, but carrot cake. Oh, my gosh. Yum.
Yeah, carrot cake is my favorite. I actually gave up gluten about 4 years ago because I was just, my body cannot handle it. And and my fog brain and everything. And but that's one of the ones I miss. Yes, carrot cake is beautiful.
they have some fabulous recipes. I saw a bunch that you can make them so beautiful and healthy. And I think that carrots just have this, they have this natural sweetness to them, but they're so full of, oh my gosh, vitamin A. So our eyes, like it's so, all these vegetables that are like from the ground. I'm getting so hungry. they just, and really like what you had said about the rainbow, colors of the rainbow on your purse. That's really like we're focusing on red because we're talking about that root chakra right now and really supporting it. But what about, and I don't know, I'm just making this up. What about eating off of a red plate?
Yeah. You know, I think the more you surround yourself with the color of whatever you're working on, the more healing you're going to have.
Can you overdose?
Even I've had some clients get a red notebook to write in, if that's the chakra.
Oh.
Cool. And wear, you know, even wearing red clothes, right?
Right. I like that idea about the notebook because journaling is very important. And as we said, talking about gratitude. So if you are feeling, oh my gosh, that's a great idea. That's a great homework for even me to go get a red notebook. Okay. Oh, I could even write with red pen. And then journal out what I'm grateful for, what I'm acknowledging, maybe trusting what process I'd like to trust in.
Right, exactly. You know, even, you know, I trust in my intuition. I feel at home in my body because it's the physical part of you, right?
Ooh, okay. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm writing that down. I feel at home in my body. I feel at home. Oh, my goodness, I really like that, at home in my body. I was going to ask you what thing. Can you overdose on, like, I want to, you know, balance my chakra, my root chakra, and I choose red, and then I got red notebook and a red pen and a red, and I friend my red. And can I overdo it?
I do not think so. Again, I think it's all about your thought process. Like, you know, you're just saying, I want to be grounded. I trust that, you know, if you're worried about overdoing it, you could always just say, like, I trust that I'm going to get enough balance from God or my guides or my angels, whoever you
can. And when we come back from commercial, more on Food for the Soul.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
We're back. Hi, Pamela.
Hello.
Hello there. back with Food for the Soul. And I'm really enjoying talking about the root chakra. I'm actually starting to recognize all the areas that I think, oh my gosh, I was just reading over this list again, whether it's, you know, financial issues, feeling stuck, having nightmares that can't sleep, feeling shaky. Like, there's just, I can relate to some of them on some level. And it's like, wow, I'm so glad we're talking about it.
Yeah, no, me too. It's and it triggers like stuff that I went through and how I've worked on my root chakra and how far I've come. And actually, that's kind of one thought I had today was for the listeners, for yourself, Lisa, for me again to ask, you know, what does it mean to be a woman for today to us, ourselves, and what do we want to do with our lives?
You know, why am I here?
Right. What is important to us? How do we, you know, one of the root chakra core themes is, you know, standing up for our truth, because we all have a truth inside. Mm. We all have our own inner compass.
I love that you just said standing up for our own truth, because that's, again, standing, grounded, ground, root, mm-hmm. like standing
right.
up. Oh, see how that just like poured out? I love that. And, oh, I actually had the little, what's it called? The quote here. But before that, I was reading along and it says a strong root chakra is secure and strong no matter what's going on in life, no matter how hard. And remember that scale 1 to 10. Sure, we all get shaken from time to time, but someone who has developed deep inner strength has found what yogis say is the ability to, and there's a quote here, remain unshaken amidst the crash of breaking worlds. And I just thought that was incredible.
That is incredible. It is beautiful.
And you know, I know I'm not there.
Well, and I, you know, I'm not there either. And I think we're here and we're always striving to just do better and be better and be happier. And
yeah.
It's just, again, taking a step. And it can be overwhelming. Even changing your diet can be very overwhelming for people. And I know I'm an
yeah.
emotion eater. So I guess, you know, when you're trying to balance your life and making sure you're maybe walking or exercising and writing out your thoughts and feelings so that you're not eating, you know, when you don't need to, or grabbing something because you're sad or upset.
Yeah.
So that's
emotionally is big.
Yeah, and that's one of the ones I'm still working on is, you know, instead of grabbing a cookie because I'm stressed out,
mm-hmm.
You know, I need to next time maybe grab another apple, even though I probably had one earlier because I love them. But, or, you know, but so that's kind of my thought. What do you think about?
You'll be grabbing your strawberries because you have tasty, yummy,
right.
organic strawberries.
Exactly.
You know, I like going through list of foods because just even writing them down. So, oh, this would be interesting. You know, you just gave me an idea to even share with my clients for nutrition. When anybody's in an emotional eating moment, they're really upset. They're like, oh, I just want to. You know what? I think it would be handy to have a handwritten list of foods that support each chakra, because we're going to go through them anyways in the next 7 months, because we'll do one every month. But have a list of the foods that support that chakra, and maybe go to it and just even read it. Because if I were to read this list right now, you know, say I was in my emotional state, and I'm like, beets, organic grass-fed meat, strawberries, tomato, raspberries, cherries, pomegranate, red cabbage. I was like, oh my gosh, I already want one of those now, as opposed to my go-to would be chips. So that's my bad thing. So yes, what about having a list handy to?
I think it's a great idea. I'm going to do the same actually, because you're right. Because in the moment of an emotion, you just want to grab whatever. But if you grab your list and you tell yourself,
yeah.
okay, this is what I'm going to feed myself today. This is how I'm going to nourish my body. And then you tell yourself, I can have anything on this list.
Yeah.
Like for me, I always go, well, I want to have chips. Why can't I? And then as soon as it's like the ego comes in and says, well, you can have chips if you want. But, you know, if we're nurturing ourselves and nurturing the root chakra, which is the basic is food, then I'm going to nurture myself with something healthy for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
And written out, right? I'm going to
yeah.
choose something healthy today for me. And even if you say, so that doesn't mean you can never have something later. But just for today, I'm going to have something.
That's actually really empowering too. And I love that you said, I can have anything on this list.
Yeah, exactly. It changes the mindset again, right? Whereas you can't have something, whereas I can have everything on this list.
Yeah, it actually feels like an abundance feeling too.
Right.
An abundance
yeah.
feeling. Yeah. I was going to ask you, because now I don't know which story you'll pick. You can pick any of them. But because you were mentioning, I know what it was, because we were talking about being Wednesday and empowering, like empowering ourselves and others. The opposite to that would be when we're feeling disempowered. And I was going to ask you if you have a story that you wanted to share about a time when you were feeling disempowered and had your power taken away, or felt that you had it, and then how you turned it around and felt empowered.
Probably when I'm, you know, when I write, especially with the second book, there's a lot of grief that I'm writing about in the second book. And so there's a lot of emotions that come up. And so for me, what I do is I have a healing exchange with a friend of mine who is another healer. And we see each other every other week, and I make time in it. I plan it. I go. And as soon as I get on the bed and I have my healing session, I feel free. I feel clear. I feel balanced. Sometimes when we can't meet, I have to pay a healer, you know, someone that I trust to work on me and that I have a good connection with. And so it's those things is how I turn it around. Or even sometimes simply truly walking for me is really effective.
Yeah, you're big on walking. Yeah.
Fresh air or what, but, and taking a break from just whatever is worrying or whatever's happening, and just trying to be present in the moment is probably the biggest tip, is what I try to do for myself.
Yes. I just funny because when I think of times in my life where I feel I'm going to sound funny when I say this, but when an emotion comes over me that I literally say, oh, no, I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that emotion to come up right now. I've got all this other stuff, and it keeps nattering at me. Like,
right.
Maybe it's a memory, or maybe it's something that's going on, and it keeps poking at me. And I'm like, no, I don't. I have to be this. It's more of like an expectation of myself. So I feel disempowered when I have an expectation that I need to be in a certain emotional state, in a certain mental state, in an energy state, and something else in my own life. It's me, right?
Right.
Comes and knocks on the door and says, oh, no, I'm here. And I was like, this was not planned. You're an uninvited visitor.
I know.
And I'm like, wait, no. So what would anybody, because that's, I think that could be a common thing. Like, let's say you're going to go and you have to go to work, but then your car doesn't start. Like, that's an emotion. You go, no, I don't have time to be upset or have to deal with this. Like, I feel so disempowered. I'm being forced to do this right now. What would be the best thing to do in that moment?
Your self-talk. I think self-talk is key. So I think you would have to say, you know what, I can handle this. The world is not going to crash. Sometimes in my mind, and because of my loss, I say, no one has died. We need to sort this out.
Right.
And that maybe is a cynical statement, but it's the truth. Mm-hmm. You know, if your car is not started, you know, if that's the scenario, I think you can get through it. Call someone to help you if you need a boost.
Right.
Sit for a moment and cry, maybe yell, scream.
Yeah.
You have to swear. That's okay.
Colorful language. The rainbow.
Right. A red word, maybe, right?
A red word. Oh, I love that. Oh, yeah, it is, because when that root chakra gets unbalanced, there's, like, when I read, there's a word that said explosive, emotional explosion. And I feel like sometimes I'll just go, no! Out you go, emotion. I don't have time for you. And I'll freak out at this explosion.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes you think, well, you're so in control, or you have to be at a certain deadline. But there's reasons sometimes why maybe your car didn't start, or you missed an appointment. You know, the guys and the other side, they are trying to help us here as best they can. Maybe we missed something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
yeah.
We missed an accident. Like, just you don't know.
We don't know. And even that's something, because the root chakra deals with a financial, a lot of financial stuff. And that's a tricky one, because a lot of us, and I hear this a lot too, is, well, I just don't have the money, or I don't have a job. I can't find a job. Nobody will hire me, or I'm not good enough, or I keep, you know, everything's expensive, or these people are taking money from me. It's just like there's a lot of financial stuff going on that can really, really say what? Say thanks. Oh,
I'm not sure. You're cutting out for some reason.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Am I back now?
Yep, there you are.
Oh, yay, okay. See,
yeah,
universe didn't want me to talk about money. No.
Well, I think it's that whole I have enough, you know. I you know, if you have a roof over your head and you have money to buy food and you know, how much money does a person need? And, and you know, maybe you have to ask someone for some help if you need some financial help. And to just honor what you need and not feel bad about that either, right?
Right. Yeah. I think a lot of people need to work. Oh, I was going to ask you, because you talked about red purses. What about, so people have red wallets or red hold their bank cards and stuff? Like, do
you know what? I'll have to check next time I'm at the bank. I see a lot of teal and blues, but I haven't seen a lot of red. But that would make sense to get a red one so you can manifest money, right?
Yes, I am going. Look at that. I'm like, I'm going to buy one. I'm going to buy one. I just love it. You know, so I don't wear red at all because, well, it just doesn't match my pink hues and all my cosmetics and my makeup and stuff and my hair.
You'd be surprised probably how wonderful you look in red.
Really? I would have to try that. Yes, because I'm like, oh, gosh, I'm going to have to change my blush color. No, I can't just be
no,
such a
you
girl.
No, you just leave it and put on a red shirt and see how you feel. Red, maybe a red dress.
You could just wear it. Wear the red. Yeah.
Red stone.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do a red sandal or something. Well, I think this is really, as we go through and really celebrating the woman aspect about empowerment and the root chakra and the grounding, if you were doing your work, your healing work, is there a certain archangel? So you said that the work you deal with, there's seven archangels?
There's nine. Yeah.
Nine. Nine. Does each one do a certain chakra? Does not. They don't do any specific.
Yeah, they each have a certain area. It's Archangel Michael that is for the root chakra.
Oh. Hey, Michael's the name of the guy that I work at that was a personal trainer, and he was the one who found my neck issue for my leg. That's nice.
Oh, there you go. Wonderful.
I will always remember that now.
Yeah. And an Archangel Michael is the one you call for when you're scared or fearful, right? He's the... he's, you know, for traveling too, right? Leaving home. That's how I first remember Archangel Michael before I got into the energy work. He was for traveling.
Oh.
Yeah. So
you would call upon him and say, I'm heading out. I have to travel a little bit. I would like to have some support or some protection or.
Yeah. And there, you know, there's pins for cars. And he is probably the most well-known, I would say, Archangel.
I think I've actually seen the Archangel Michael then in taxis, in cabs.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, now that I'm thinking about this. Yeah. Okay. And there's a deck of oracle cards, I think. Is it all just him, or is he just would be one of the angels in there?
Well, I think, I know Doreen Virtue has a deck of Archangel Michael cards.
Oh,
that's right. I have them. They're wonderful. Yeah.
Oh, and does the whole deck deal with just the root chakra, or no?
It's all different, 44 different cards with Archangel Michael, all to do with fear and life and releasing. Yeah, it's a great deck of cards.
Oh my goodness, I feel. Are they handy by chance?
You know what? I don't think they are.
No. Okay. I was gonna say.
I'll walk and talk and see if they are in the right place.
Okay, because you know what? That'd be fun because we have about 2 minutes before we wrap up. And I thought, oh, we should have thought of that. But that's actually good. We'll be in the moment here to pull a root chakra grounding safety, security, no fear card. But So I just want to say, you know what? I loved the kickoff to the series because I think there's so many ways that nourishment is just like feeding the soul, like in the soul, like you said in the very beginning with the Wayne Dyer statement about we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. So why not take all those levels of everything that we're doing in our lives, how we're thinking, how we're feeling, our energy, how we're vibrating, and really give it the best nutrition on all levels, like what we said. And I love that we've kind of gone through them. And I know next the show we do, which will be the first Monday of March, April, we are going to move up the chakras, go to the next one, which is not sacral, it's solar. Sacral. My goodness, why am I messing this up?
It's the sacral. Thank you. No worries, it's all good. I know we're running out of time, but the card I got from Archangel Michael was, you're on the right path, which is very fitting.
Oh, the paws and the walking.
Root and walking and, you know, even you and I trying to help the world and, you know, maybe some woman today will get something from this, one or two important pieces of information to help her on her path. And just like you've helped me. And it's just been a pleasure today to chat with you, Lisa. And thank you so much.
Share. Well, thank you. And just so, oh my gosh, I have to say, I just love that you pulled that card. You're on the right path. And you know what? I think hearing those words as we close off to say that, like, everybody, you're on the right path. And Pamela, thank you for pulling that card. And was there just something like a sub thing on that?
Yeah, it basically says some of the meanings. This is a prayer. It says, Archangel Michael, I call upon you now. Thanks. Thank you for giving me loud and clear guidance that I easily understand. Thank you for motivating me and filling me with the courage and confidence to make healthful life changes.
Well, that is this most beautiful closing. So, everybody, thank you so much for joining us. Light on Living's featured show, Food for the Soul, Pamela LaRocque. So if you want to go see her, LaRocque, or Lisa Berry, comment, give us your ratings, 1 to 10. We'd love to hear from you. And we'll see you next first Monday of every month. Thank you so much, Pamela.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too, guys. Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.